The contamination of the 5 million liters occurred on January the 18th. This was before the current Bost MD assumed office. Bost, as a matter of practice, has sold contaminated product as far back as 2014. Over 8 million liters of contaminated fuel was sold in 2015, and over 12 million liters was sold in 2016. The 5 million liters sold is less than that for 2015 and 2016. The sale of contaminated product has thus far been to individuals, union members, and companies that have largely not been licensed by the MPA. By selling to individuals and union members, for example, it is clear that by practice, a company did not even have to be registered to buy contaminated product from Bost.
The minister, in his address, acknowledged the yearly reports of contamination of large volumes of products through preventable accidents and said the ministry will start the implementation of recommendations made by previous committees on the sale and discharge of contaminated products.
Review and introduce new regulation on the sale and discharge of contaminated product. B. Codify and publish wide a competitive tender process.
Meanwhile, the minority caucus in parliament has described as bizarre the new development on the Bulk Oil Storage and Transportation Company Limited Bost fuel contamination saga, in which the Bureau of National Investigation, BNI, has come out to say nothing untoward happened at the company. The BNI has called for the dissolution of the ministerial committee set up to investigate the matter. According to the caucus, the new twist to the case can only be described as a way to cover up the negative deals and corruption at the company. Speaking to newsmen in parliament, the minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, says the action of the BNI amounts to sowing seeds of corruption and must not be allowed. He called for full disclosure from the BNI on their findings at Bost.
There is a very bizarre and uncharacteristic development in our country today that we have been told that the Bureau of National Investigation, otherwise referred to as the BNI, is acting in a manner that we don't only smell, but we can sense a cover-up in respect of the matter of the selling of contaminated oil by Bost, which matter borders on fraud, which matter borders on corruption, and which matter borders on abuse of office. We are aware that the Ministry of Energy has set up a committee to investigate the matter. We are now being told that the BNI is asking for a dissolution of that committee. That can only be a gargantuan cover-up on a matter which is fraudulent. And we believe that this action of the BNI can only be sowing the seeds of corruption in our country, and then also allowing and preventing sunshine on matters that is of public interest.
The minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, asked the president, Akufo-Addo, to allow the ministerial committee to go ahead with investigation to unravel the truth about the fuel contamination and subsequent sale to Movepina.
We are already aware of an internal theft between the ministry and other players within the government. This reticent development we find unacceptable, and therefore, if the president means well in fighting corruption, he should not be seen supporting any cover-up and must allow the ministerial committee to proceed henceforth with full investigation of the matter and report publicly. Or they may as well say that they are not interested in any other matter of public interest. Let the record show. The MPA had issued an official statement. So where does the BNI state and put the position of the National Petroleum Authority on this matter? You know that their first effort was an attempt to equalize, to say that investigate Bost. Investigate it. Nobody has a problem with the investigating. But respond to the primary basic issue, that there was sale of contaminated oil to an unregistered and licensed company. Nothing more. If they want to cover up, they will cover up many other issues in our country. And therefore, we are concerned. We conceive of this action as unacceptable. It's uncharacteristic of the BNI and reticent. There are very interesting times in our country.
Minority leader Haruna Idrisu was speaking to newsmen in parliament on the Bost contaminated fuel site.